The American Farm Bureau has called on the EPA to up the advanced biofuels requirement for 2018. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West, and I talked to the Idaho Farm Bureau's Jake Putnam about this matter. Just in, Farm Bureau calls on the EPA to up the advanced biofuels requirement for 2018. Specifically, does that have any meaning to Idaho producers?
Yeah, I mean, this is very important because renewable fuels have been a tremendous success story for the country, for the rural economy. Here in Idaho, we don't do that much corn, but we can see the benefits of this program because it's reduced our country's dependence on foreign crude oil, it's reduced air pollution, it's increased farm income, and it's providing good paying jobs to rural America. So this is a good deal. Now the EPA, they want to reduce the 2018 requirements to 4.2 billion gallons, and that's down a little bit from the year before. And that's bad news. It dampens the prospects for reduced emissions. It increases energy security. So this is a bad deal. We want to be out of the clutches of the Middle East. We want energy independence, and that's what this EPA biofuel requirement does for 2018.
Dale Moore, American Farm Bureau Federation Executive Director of Public Policy, noted the EPA's 2018 proposal fails to send the signal to the industry that greater infrastructure investment is needed and meaningful marketplace changes need to occur.
David Sparks, AgInfo.net.